The following episode of The Crate originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Sunday, January 19th, 2025 at 3 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are at KGVM Bozeman 95.9, and you are not lost. You've found yourself into a magical ice cave for The Crate. Luckily for you, I've defrosted all these records, and your humble DJ, Mr. Andrew, is here with you. Don't go anywhere.
So that the yellow got to keep on moving. say how the people got to keep on skanking, so that the yellow got to keep on moving. So how the people got to keep on skanking, Jah Jah got to keep on moving. Where I can't be found, Jah Jah, they coming after me. Because run yellow man run, never stop. If you ever stop them shooting your back, run daddy yellow and never stop. They never knew a yellow had the king of the cop car. So daddy yellow got to keep on moving. Say how the people got to keep on skanking, so yeah the yellow got to keep on moving. Jah Jah got to keep on moving. Where I can't be found, Jah they coming out. Guess what? I have two son and one woman. I have two youth and one woman. No, them accuse me, but me a gunman. Me left Kingston, gone to Portland. I get antagonized by the policeman. So, Jah, we got to keep on moving. Where I can't be found, Jah, they coming after me. Guess what? If I fly high, if I fly low, the man them want is King Yellow. If I fly low, if I fly high, them not stop till them take me life. So Jah Jah got to keep on moving. Where I can't be found, Jah they coming after me. Guess what? So daddy yellow got to keep on moving. So yellow man you got to keep on skanking. So daddy yellow got to keep on moving. Second that people got to keep on skanking. Jah Jah, we got to keep on moving. Where I can't be found, Jah, they coming after me. You know, me left Kingston, me gonna Portland. Me left New York to London town. If them ever catch me, them shoot me down. Better run, run yellow and never really stop. If them ever catch you, you get two shots. So Jah, gotta keep on moving. Where I can't be found, Jah, they coming after me. You know, because down in the ghetto, me born and suffering, that's all I know. I know it from my head, go down to me toe. At the microphone is King Yellow. So Jah Jah, gotta keep on moving. Where
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, putting on a show for you to see. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But I ain't gonna show you to see.
Hello, hello, good people. You're on KGVM, listening to The Crate. This is an all-vinyl show with DJ Mr. Andrew. And we got old music, new music, hot music, cold music, whatever you want, we got it for you. Just want to let you know, it's been a wild week. School's starting back up. This goes out to all the MSU students out there getting back to school. This goes out to the English teacher department. If you're listening, hello. It's good to hear from you. This show, I try to put you on a journey, and we have a special guest. You know what? Hold on a second. I'm going to take a breath. I think I'm talking too fast here. Okay, we have a very special show. Because The Crate is a big fan of lyricism, and at the end of the show, I have a buddy who I've written some songs with, and we're going to dissect a song, just like in my current Shakespeare class. I'm in a Shakespeare class, people, so I got it. I got the bug. Until then, we're going to keep the tunes going. Just so you know, so far, we started with the L. Michaels Affair, that fly instrumental, Sha-na-na, then Yellow Man with Keep On Moving. Leon Russell with Tightrope. And now we're going to get a little bit of Loretta Lynn in the mix. Let's do it. Don't go anywhere. Ooh, there it is.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix, leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind. You never take me anywhere because you're always gone. And many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a-kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine.
One hundred days, one hundred nights to know a man's heart. Baby, I need to slow it down just a little. Take my time. I had a man.
100 days.
Tell me things.
100 nights.
Oh, made me feel.
100 days.
Just like a queen.
100 nights.
And I thought he was the one I would hold. Oh, yes, I did. But one day,
and I have a special guest with me right now. Rich, wanted to see if that microphone works.
Hey there, Andrew. Mr. Andrew, you got me?
Golly, I got you in both ears. How you doing, Rich?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. We are literally in a crate listening to some great music that DJ Andrew's got queued up here.
Yes, sir. So the reason I have my buddy Rich here is we've written songs together. And we got a song coming up later in the episode. And we've actually both seen it performed at Live from the Divide in Bozeman.
Live from the Divide, great venue, and very intimate show you can see with these artists.
Yeah. Can you talk for a second while I change to the next record?
Yeah. So, yeah, folks, we're in the crate here currently. Surrounded by records, and there's just a wall of records. Mr. Andrew has curated a sound journey for us this afternoon. And I want to remind you folks, be safe out there on the roads. It's getting a little slippery up there on the pass, so just drive the speed limit, listen to some tunes, relax, make some soup. There's a polar vortex coming across the United States, and Mr. Andrew here is going to warm us up with some smooth tunes.
Yes, did you hear that? There's a polar vortex coming. Is that right?
I don't know if that's the technical term on this one, but there's some cold air coming down from the Arctic.
I'm going to go with polar vortex. I like that a lot. All right, well, if there's a polar vortex coming, we better warm it up with some nice... some nice music by the Pogues. Let's do this.
Well, Jimmy White, our man again, the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the peaceful early morn. He served the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn. And they all left very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours. Pretty all of them storm in his decks and he had too many pairs. So I sad to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving. And he took the road for God knows in the morning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed
to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sir Sally MacDonald. I took the chairs and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I pried the pump and took the hump and watered whiskey down. And took the hoes and horses, cleared them and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away. Some people left for heaven without warning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang them a song. To say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer out of Sally MacLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people, they are scared to cough, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. And we sang him a song, a time's long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. I'm sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm gone far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally MacLennan.
KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, foosball, cocktails, and more. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 6:30 p.m. to close. They host an open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs and solo acts on Saturday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio.
Kenyon Noble Lumber and Hardware is your local source for anything you may need for home improvement, maintenance, and building. From foundation to finish and everything in between, Kenyon Noble has the top quality products, selection, and customer service to meet your needs. Locally owned and operated since 1889 and true to their roots as a proud champion for our communities and our youth, both on the field and in the classroom. You can visit them at any of their three locations: in Livingston at 100 Washington Street, in Belgrade at 4949 Jackrabbit Lane, or in Bozeman at 1243 West Oak Street. Or you can shop online at kenyonnoble.com.
Okay. Hello, everybody. You're listening to KGVM Bozeman 95.9. And this is The Crate, an all-vinyl show, all vinyl from home, from DJ Mr. Andrew. I'd just like to do a shout-out to Connor. Hey, Connor. You doing okay, buddy? Daddy's still trapped inside the radio. Daddy needs help out of the radio. Thank you. Just reminding everybody, we have a very special episode today because we have a special guest. Everything is special. We are going to be dissecting a song because we love lyrics here at The Crate. We're going to be doing that very soon. But before we do that, we want to wet your palate with some of our favorite songwriters. So we're going to start with John Prine. Let's tune him up.
Here's a story of a man and his family and a big trip that they took. Well, I heard all about it in a restaurant, and I read it in a history book. They rented a car at the Erie Canal, but the car didn't have no brake. Said my to pie, my God, this car is gonna fall into the bottomless lake. Well, mama turned to daddy with a pale face, said I've done something horribly wrong. Well, the water's still running in the bathtub, and I think I left the kitchen light on. Then I heard a crash, and the car went splash. The compass rolled around and around. Oh, for heaven's sake, we fell in a lake, and I think we're all gonna drown. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. There was plenty of food in the back seat, and the windows was rolled up tight. So we all nibbled on a chicken leg, told stories way through the night. Well, Pa told one that he told before, and the baby got a bellyache. Said I'm out to pie, my God, this car's falling down a bottomless lake. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. Well, Papa played the music on the radio. Mama rocked the baby to sleep. He said he would have taken the other road, but he didn't think the lake was that deep. Well, if the ferry had been there at the end of the pier, we'd be halfway to Uncle Jake's. Instead of looking at fish out the window, I wish we'd hit the bottom of the bottomless lake. Instead of looking at fish out the window, I wish we'd hit the bottom of the bottomless lake. But we are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. So if you're ever going on a big trip, you better be careful out there. Start everything on your good foot. Wear clean underwear. Take along a Bible in the backseat. Read of David and of Solomon. Oh, if you make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. That's right.
Took to running with a traveling man. Left her mama crying with her head in her hands. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She said, Mom, I gotta go, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of town, I'm tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things goes around and around. Nobody knows but the highway goes on forever. That old highway goes on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with the traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere it's going, such a very short time, it'd be long gone. Before you know it, you'll be long gone. Before you know it, she said, never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Swampland where anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Now did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. And now the stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun. Well, it ain't no time for lengthy speeches. Ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She said, never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She said, never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go. Round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. There ain't no way to stop the water.
Good people, we are back here at KGVM. This is KGVM Bozeman 95.9. You're listening to The Crate, and what we've just heard, let's go way back before the Underwriters. We were listening to Sharon Jones, 100 Days, 100 Nights, a little Pink Floyd interlude. Then we played The Pogues, Otis Redding, That's How Strong My Love Is, Big Thief with Certainty. And those last three were John Prine, Bottomless Lake, Rodney Crowell, Leaving Louisiana in Broad Daylight, and that was Courtney Marie Andrews with These Are the Good Old Days. And these are the good old days, aren't they?
These are the good old days, DJ Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have a DJ name?
No, I'm just your boy Rich over here.
My boy Rich. Okay. We are songwriting pals, and it's that time of the show. We're gonna try something new, try something different. Last episode or the episode before, I figured out a cool feature on the turntables. When I stop or start a song, you guys, you all hear the pew. So that's what we're going to do with our little song exploration right now. And the reason we're doing this is just, I think we want to highlight how much we love lyrics and the power of songs. And this is one of those songs where it just gives me shivers. It's powerful. I kind of see it as like an Odyssean journey. This is the song we're going to be discussing is Willie Carlisle's Tulsa's Last Magician. So the plan right now is we're going to divide this song into three acts and an epilogue. So we'll play the first act, then we'll talk about it. We'll talk about what lyrics we like and what does the song for us, and then we'll start it back up and we'll just go through the song. And then at the end, we'll just play the song in its entirety for you to enjoy. How does that sound, my boy Rich?
That sounds wonderful, yeah. Let's get this song rolling.
Okay, here we go. This is Willie Carlisle's Tulsa's Last Magician.
Well, Tulsa's last magician got it started for, pulled a quarter from his own ear and spun it on the floor. Since there's no good tricks but old ones, and lying ain't that hard, he saved up all his quarters and he bought a deck of cards. And he learned ragtime piano, though his teacher thought him slow. Got a black belt in karate from a pawn shop video. And he'd practice all his worst mistakes in a dirty bathroom mirror. And when his mother drank, he learned to disappear. And his classmates thought him funny, good at sleight of hand. He had this grand finale they refused to understand. It's hard to tell the whole truth of a family sawed in half. And that's why Tulsa's last magician left his home so fast.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. So that was Act One. I feel like we've introduced a character, 4 years old in Oklahoma, and for me, I'll just say first, I love the details of he learned ragtime piano, though his teacher thought him slow, got a black belt in karate from a pawn shop video. Now, these details are just, they're so rich, and I feel like it just represents these outdated skills that maybe we feel a lot of magic in them, and maybe we have personal goals in our life, but maybe it's just doesn't feel supported. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm getting that. I think Willie Carlisle is really setting the stage here in this first set of acts, as we're going to call it. And something I really like is the imagery in the first verse. It's very tangible. You know, we're talking about quarters spinning on the floor. We're talking about his own ear and a deck of cards. You know, these are all like pretty easy things to just pop in your head. So I think that really gets the listener's attention going right away.
And I'll just add, there's two lines that just feel like a gut punch to me, that there's so much depth to them. The two lines at the second verse, he says, and he'd practice all his worst mistakes in a dirty bathroom mirror. And when his mother drank, he learned to disappear. That is very just, it's powerful, it's sad, it's just so rich with events happening here. Okay, here we go, Act Two.
Well, down and out in Reno, broken Santa Fe, turning tricks on Los Sueños out in California. Well, they pushed him up against the wall, said, buddy, get a grill. So he learned to set himself on fire on the Las Vegas Strip. And he wandered down to Tampa, blew everybody's mind, because the crowd was cheap and easy there on beer and blowing wine. Said, I wonder where my dollar went. Had the flower bloom so fast. Said, I can't reveal my secret, for they rarely failed to ask. And the crowd all thought him funny, good at sleight of hand. He had this grand finale they refused to understand. They demanded explanation when the card pulled was their own. And that's why Tulsa's last magician lost his faith and headed home.
We're back.
Wow. Yeah, and if you're just tuning in with us now, we are reviewing this Willie Carlisle, beautiful, beautiful story. Willie Carlisle's writing, just doing some literary analysis as songwriters. And so what we just heard was this sweeping middle act we're hearing. We're really getting pulled in. I'm hearing a lot of vulnerability, and that really, really gets me into the song. You know, we're talking about some pretty trying times for the individual. What do you think about this verse here, Andrew, or this act?
For sure. Well, he's moving around. He's going to Nevada. He's going to New Mexico. I think the line in particular that got me, he says, they pushed him up against the wall, said, buddy, get a grip. So he learned to set himself on fire on the Las Vegas Strip. And for me, that image of like setting yourself on fire, is that to keep him safe? Or is it to prove something to everyone else that he can't be stopped or he can't be hurt or that he has the best act? A lot of vulnerability here. And I'll just say that it feels like at the end of this, which we'll call Act Two, he's made it. He's got the spotlight on him. And still, the people he performs for, Tulsa's Last Magician, they can't accept wonder. They want to know how the tricks are done. And then he starts questioning. He's like, what's the purpose of all this if people can't accept it? So he has this disillusionment. And this is why I feel like has this Odyssean journey feeling to it. Because now going into Act Three, our protagonist is going to go back home. So let's hit it.
Well, he said he'd learn computers like a second foster dad and free range all the rabbits that were living in his hat. His investments all went swimmingly, he had the boss on hidden strings. His promotions were a certainty, he could make the numbers sing. Now time and space is easy for magic to control. Still, it was 40 years of working before he noticed he was old. Now his great escape and act is just untying both his shoes. And most days he's in the easy chair yelling at the news. And the weatherman is funny and talking with his hands. But black clouds are coming in and no one understands. That somebody's true religion's always someone else's joke. And that's why Tulsa's last magician pretty much went up in smoke.
Okay, to anyone just tuning in, we should say, you're listening to The Crate on KGVM, and this is DJ Mr. Andrew and DJ My Boy Rich, and we are listening to Tulsa's Last Magician and kind of going through the verses and just reveling in the beauty of this songwriting.
Wow, that last verse, that last act, we are in it, you know, and I'm really feeling the era of time continue throughout this story. Now we're kind of in a, you know, mature adult kind of mindset that the character is going through right now. You know, he's going through work and bosses and kind of navigating an alternative, maybe more relatable to the general population that we see and a lot of the trials and turmoils that's going on out there.
Yeah. This is where I think the song really shines. In that first verse where it's showing all these magical skills he has, he's repurposing them just for the everyday. That great line, and free range all the rabbits that were living in his hat. Yeah, now the everyday grind is the act. And I think some highlights for me also were the line in the third verse, which says, the weatherman is funny and talking with his hands, but black clouds are coming in and no one understands. And to that, I kind of felt like the weatherman is another example. Like, aren't we all performers in one way or another?
Was that Shakespeare that said that? The world's a stage?
Oh, the world's a stage. Yeah, I should know that. I'm currently in Shakespeare. Shakespeare, MSU, shout out.
He might have not even said that, though. That just might be what people say.
Maybe. And also, we got to highlight this line. I think this is a Shakespearean line right here. Somebody's true religion's always someone else's joke. I mean, come on.
It's brilliant writing.
Come on.
It's really, really digging deep in there, and very, very good economy of words to really get a powerful message across.
Yeah.
It's not bloated at all. You know, it's kind of clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now let's go into what we'll call the epilogue of the song, where he talks to the audience.
So friend, if you're the kind that thinks no one quite gets quite what you are, like you're a cobbler or a mechanic in this age of flying cars, you think that you see right behind what's right before our eyes, might be a small town's last magician in disguise. And we need you to be funny, please be good at sleight of hand, cause there's a grand finale we can't hope to understand. And there's a 1 in 52 chance it's all magic and it's true, so won't you please help us believe in you.
And that was Willie Carlisle's Tulsa's Last Musician. And we'll just say a couple closing remarks, and then we're going to play the song in its entirety. And stick around for Vegans of Bozeman. You are listening to KGVM, KGVM Bozeman 95.9. This is The Crate, which is every Sunday from 3 to 4. Hope to hear you next week. So, our last verse. We got to talk about... like you're a cobbler or mechanic in this age of flying cars. That's just going back to these skill sets that we strive for, and these pieces of us that maybe don't feel like they connect with the world around us, and how important it is to continue striving and continue to make beautiful things, even if you can't find some logistical purpose for it at that moment. You got to follow something bigger.
Yeah, I'm really, really feeling this last little section here. I don't think there is a direct resolution that Willie Carlisle gives. You know, he ends this whole song with a question. So won't you please help us believe in you? So it's kind of on the listener's responsibility.
Yeah.
But I'd love to hear it all entirety one more time.
And this is it, folks. We're gonna end it with the song. Thanks so much for being with us, Willie Carlisle,
Tulsa's last musician. Got it started for, pulled a quarter from his own ear and spun it on the floor. Since there's no good tricks but old ones, and lying ain't that hard. He saved up all his quarters and he bought a deck of cards. And he learned ragtime piano, though his teacher thought him slow. Got a black belt in karate from a pawn shop video. And he'd practice all his worst mistakes in a dirty bathroom mirror. And when his mother drank, he learned to disappear. And his classmates thought him funny, good at sleight of hand. He had this grand finale they refused to understand. It's hard to tell the whole truth of a family sawed in half. And that's why Tulsa's last magician left his home so fast. Well, down and out in Reno, broken Santa Fe, turning tricks on Los Sueños out in California. Well, they pushed him up against the wall, said, buddy, get a grill. So he learned to set himself on fire on the Las Vegas Strip. And he wandered down to Tampa, blew everybody's mind, because the crowd was cheap and easy there on beer and blowing wine. Said, I wonder where my dollar went, had the flower bloom so fast. Said, I can't reveal my secret, well, they rarely failed to ask. And the crowd all thought him funny, good at sleight of hand. He had this grand finale they refused to understand. They demanded explanation when the card pulled was their own. And that's why Tulsa's last magician lost his faith and headed home. Well, he said he'd learn computers like a second foster dad, and free range all the rabbits that were living in his hat. His investments all went swimmingly, he had the boss on hidden strings. His promotions were a certainty, he could make the numbers sing. Now time and space is easy for magic to control. Still it was 40 years of working before he noticed he was old. Now his great escaping act is just untying both his shoes. And most days he's in the easy chair yelling at the news. And the weatherman is funny and talking with his hands. But black clouds are coming in and no one understands that somebody's true religion's always someone else's joke. That's why Tulsa's last magician pretty much went up in smoke. So friend, if you're the kind that thinks no one quite gets quite what you are, like you're a cobbler or a mechanic in this age of flying cars, if you think that you see right behind what's right before our eyes, you might be a small town's last magician in disguise. And we need you to be funny, please be good at sleight of hand, cause there's a grand finale we can't hope to understand. And there's a one in